Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, September 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The sell-off on Wall Street continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 330 points, or 1.1%, to close at 29,260. The Dow is down more than 20% from its recent high, placing it in bear market territory. The S&P 500 fell to its lowest point of the year, losing 38 points, or 1%, and the NASDAQ finished down 65 points, or 0.6%. Sentiment continues to be negative as investors worry about the pace of global growth and the impact of central bank efforts to slow inflation. Susan Collins, the new president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, said today she's committed to bringing down inflation, even if it means slowing the economy. Oil prices, which can reflect investors' expectations for economic growth, extended their recent declines. Brent crude futures fell 2.4% to $84.06 a barrel. They've dropped about 13% in September, as traders predict that slower growth will lead to weaker fuel demand. Looking at stocks, big banks, which had taken a beating on Friday when the UK announced a huge package of tax cuts and subsidies, continued their decline today. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley were each down more than 2%. But shares of Amazon rose 1.2% after the e-commerce giant said it'll add another Prime Day-like event to its calendar next month. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.